Module 7, Lesson 3.4, The Intervaled Soothing Method.
This is an out-of-room method that's usually suitable for children 4 months and older, and can actually be used until your child transitions to an open bed at some point in toddlerhood. So how do you implement the intervaled soothing method? With this method, you do your sleep ritual, you place your child awake into their bed, say goodnight, and leave the room. Of course, if your child is used to being nursed or rocked to sleep or was previously room sharing with you, they will most likely begin to cry or grumble in bed. If they continue to cry, you then wait a set interval of time that you feel comfortable with before going in briefly to console your child and to reassure them that you're there, and then you leave the room again for the set amount of time. If while you're outside of the room, your child stops crying for 30 seconds or more, you reset the clock and the interval begins again. Ultimately, we want you to choose an interval that you feel comfortable with and that you can be consistent with. However, here's a couple of guidelines. We do want to keep in mind that anything less than a 3-minute interval is probably going to be too distracting as you whoosh in and out of the room so frequently. This can be very distracting and can actually disturb the self-settling process. So we recommend waiting for an interval of about 3 to 4 minutes for babies 4 to 6 months old, or 5 to 7 minutes for children 6 months and older. Sometimes babies do just need a couple of minutes to release stress from their day and from all of the things that they're experiencing, and so they need to have a quick cry, and then they do settle themselves pretty quickly. With this method, by going in regularly but not too frequently, you are reassuring your child that you're present and that you will respond to them while still giving them that opportunity to self-settle. The main key to success with this method is not staying in too long when you check and console your child. If the check-in is too long, the crying is usually way more intense and the progress is very, very slow, if not maybe non-existent. The goal of the checks is not to fully calm your child down. That's really important to keep in mind. But they're rather just to remind them that you are there and you are present. So the check shouldn't be longer than 1 minute long. So, for example, maybe you chose an interval of 5 minutes. You would start the countdown when your child begins to cry, and if they continuously cry for 5 minutes, you would go in for 1 minute to check on them and offer comfort. During that time, you might pick them up, stroke their head, pat their back, and then you would leave the room again. If your child starts crying again or continues to cry, you then wait another 5 minutes before going in again. If during that time they actually start to take longer pauses than about 30 seconds, you start the interval from the beginning. So the actual time you're waiting between check-ins might end up being longer than 5 minutes, just depending on how your child reacts. If your child is just fussing on and off, kind of grumbling in bed and having longer quiet pauses in between though, it is best just to stay outside of the room as they are trying to settle and your check-in would probably only wake them up more. We do want to remind you that this is not the same as the Ferber method, which has intervals which you're supposed to increase over time. Our recommendation is that you find a set interval that you feel comfortable with, which you feel is appropriate for your child's temperament and age, and then you implement that set interval consistently. You should notice a big improvement within 3 to 5 days of implementing this method, although it usually takes 1 to 2 weeks for everything to fall into place.